So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
This is my tickle.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
My bread.
Take a break, sweet thing. I got this one.
Yeah, thank you. I'm ready to take a break. Good.
Is that Marky Mark? What are you doing? Is that Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch?
Yeah. Brad.
Here we go. Just waiting on you, brother. It's all right.
Scott was coming.
No. Thank God. Which is hilarious because most of the time people aren't waiting for Scott to come. Da-da-ch.
Oh boy!
Hey.
Oh,
yeah, it's listen, it's what I've got.
He'll be here all night.
I've had a few beers. There's gonna be way worse than that shit happen. Uh-huh. All right, so first of all, happy 40th birthday, Danielle.
Woohoo! Happy birthday,
Danielle Brown / Zyler.
Yeah, man.
Nice. I always fucked that
good
up.
Good job. No, you did it.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
So Danielle's here. Her beloved husband, Bradley.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Bradley.
Lauren Hicks comes out of left field, who is going to remain probably silent with RBF the entire episode.
More than likely, yeah.
But she is here to contribute little smidgens of things from time to time.
Yeah.
All right, so obviously Brad showed up early and decorated the hell out of this place.
He killed it.
Well done, sir. Good job.
Friend Mary helped us out.
I don't know who that is.
She directed most of it.
She didn't do anything. She's still standing over there.
Yeah.
So this is you guys. I think everybody but Lauren, this is your first time playing on the microphone, so it's pretty weird, right? You're worried what you're going to say, things like that. Don't worry. It's awful. No one could be as bad as me. Also, I think Daniel's mom just rolled in. Is that true?
It's Brad's mom.
I mean, Brad's mom
Brad's
just
mom.
Rolled in?
Yes, that's my mom.
Bring her up here. Let's talk about your pee-pee stories from when you were a baby.
Please, no pee-pee stories. It's too early.
We're on the radio. Say hello.
Hello, happy birthday, Danielle.
There we go. Brad's mom with a shout out. I love it.
Oh, I said God, so radio because I'm old.
It's sort of the radio. It's not
like
terrestrial
the
radio, but it's internet radio.
There you go.
Good job. Hey.
So, little backstory here. Let's wait till your mom's gone. I don't think she's going to care about this.
All right, get off the stage, mom. Can someone please help her?
I actually do wheelchairs for a living, so if you're
we'll be
in any
right
kind
there,
of
Nana.
Medical equipment, I'm right here.
Hover around.
At any point, just say the
we'll
word.
Be right there.
I got it. I will measure her out with a physical therapist on FaceTime.
Can we get some help over here, please?
Take a sticker, Ma. It's okay. Oh, wait. What is that? She just stole your present.
She brought
She's
that.
Oh, okay. Listen, your mom's a kleptomaniac. I wasn't aware of that. She shows up, steals Danielle's gift, and she's gone?
That's where I get it from.
So we'll start this by saying I've known Danielle since I was like 15, I'm going to say. But I definitely couldn't drive yet because I had this amazing story about how I was going to get this Ford Explorer when I turned 16, and that never even came close. I wound up with a 91 Olds Cutlass Sierra, so that's where it all began. Lauren, what was your first car, by the way?
I had a Plymouth Sundance.
It's like a Dodge Shadow.
Yes,
it
exactly.
Is like a Dodge Shadow.
My first car was a Dodge Shadow.
Yes.
What color was it?
Four-door white, and it had white rims on it.
Nice.
So it was...
Mine was blue.
We're going to ask Brad, but before we do, I'm going to go out on a limb and say VW bus.
I wish. I never bought a bug or anything. But I actually had a Toyota Lemon. My first car, I bought in Okinawa.
A Toyota Lemon?
It was called a Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Okay. They don't even sell it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's just an
off-brand.
I think it's pronounced Elvin. No?
Levin.
Levin.
Yeah, right, it was just the side.
Schleven.
And the steering wheels were on the other side.
Holy mother. It's
so that's how I learned how to drive, mostly. Stick shift.
In all fairness, I feel like I learned how to drive with the steering wheel on the wrong side too. So a little segue here. The first time I ever smoked pot or smoked a cigarette or drank a beer, Danielle was at every single one of
those. Oh, my goodness. I'm such a good influence, apparently.
hope the kids are listening.
Well, in all fairness, it was all the same day on my 16th birthday. So it wasn't like it was a smattering of options there.
Man, all the way.
He just checked all the boxes. Yeah, and
it may have been the first time I smoked pot, too, but definitely not for the other two.
We were with Jill and Adrian. Remember Jill's sister, Adrian? She had existed for like a year in our lives, and then she's like,
"Oh my goodness!"
She like went to live on a farm or something. Oh, she disappeared.
That's horrible.
Yeah, she was awful. She was great, but she was awful.
So 24 funny. Years later, or
yeah, literally
more.
That's crazy, yeah. Man.
That was a long time ago.
I know.
I just remember leaving McDonald's and like driving my car and just telling Danielle I didn't know if we were gonna be safe, and I couldn't feel my feet hitting the gas pedal.
Oh,
and I was just like. I just can't feel my feet. It's like, I'm going to get us home, but I'm
so
not sure.
So your first time smoking, and then you decided to drive.
No, that was a different day. Oh, actually, okay. I did drive that night. So the first time that all happened was my 16th birthday, and we were in Cocoa Beach with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And longer down the road, like probably like a month, because now once I was like, you know, enjoying myself, things were full bore. All right, so we've got a handful of people here. People apparently want to come out and see you and say happy birthday.
Yeah, more people are coming, too.
Where's your mother?
My mom's not here yet. She's dropping off my child.
Shout out to your mother who doesn't apparently want to be on time for the birthday party.
She's not on time because I told her to take my child.
All right, fair enough. Went to dodge that bullet.
She had permission.
She's doing me a favor so I could be early.
So anytime Scott's not on the mic, I like to do a little thing called Let's Talk About Why We Hate Scott Geiser. My first thing is because he always goes down rabbit holes and drives me fucking crazy with it. We sit here having a conversation. Yeah, take your time. Get your phone out. Check
I have to
notes.
Get my notes, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we'll be having a conversation with somebody, like, you know, Steve was awesome, and then poor Steve is standing over there, and Scott's, like, talking about some rambling on bullshit about some hops or something he saw on this thing, and I'm like, dude, let this fucking poor man leave. Listen, he did an amazing thing for us. He spent some time discussing his great beers. We had a lot of fun, and now his prize for doing such a nice thing is to have listened to you just randomly talk shit for, like, half an hour. Oh, the door's fucking opening. Hold on, everybody stop.
Oh,
this is what I've been waiting
this
for.
This is what, you know what? I always want them to do this. And like, it's so fucking hot in Florida that they, you know, can't do it all the time. Best birthday present ever.
Are we listening to side three of the White Album or no?
Today?
We should.
Well, we already have once.
Okay, good.
We can.
But we should just play it on a loop.
Yeah. If only we could.
Like, listen to the White Album like twice today.
Do me a favor. Give me some like copyright rights to that and it'll totally play the right fucking out.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
I think they sell them to anyone
I'll talk
nowadays.
To my people.
Like, whoever's got like $4 and a Big Mac. So what do we want to talk about? I don't know.
Who did the Beatles just sell their rights to? I would have sworn I heard it.
On Michael Jackson.
Disney.
Probably.
They own everything.
Oh, man. That's horrible. Can you imagine a Beatles land in Disney? It'd be kind of interesting.
Disney has everything now. We actually stopped our passes this year. We've had them for like 3 years in a row. It literally got to the point where it was like, hey, you guys want to go to Disney World? I'm like, yeah, maybe another weekend. I don't want to. I'm like, because you know this is costing me like $2,500 a year, right? Like, so we're not doing this shit anymore.
Right.
So we switched to Universal Passes. So we finally, which is cool because now, like, if they're not with me, I can go do fun shit on my own.
I know. And now I wish we still had them because I canceled them right before I found out that I actually had a job.
What this new fucking amazing job you have? Just get them back. Money's no object now.
Actually, though, and I'm not going to get them for the kids. I'm just going to get them for me. Because the kids, and honestly, I don't even know about you.
I'll tell you right now.
Maybe Brad. Maybe Brad gets one. But the kids, they don't like roller coasters. So they're a stick in the mud every time. Jerks.
Walk around like 6 miles a day, drink a fucking butter beer, and go home. Like, what are we doing?
That's what they like.
That's awful.
They do like the shows. I finally got them into like the horror makeup show. That one's actually really good.
Yeah,
it's
funny.
It's funny. It was good. They were glad that they. What in the hell is this?
Is that your mom? There's your mom.
Shelly.
There's Alice.
And there's my mom.
LaCoy. Is it Alice?
LaCoy. Yes, it's Alice.
No,
I'm on
LaCoy's
a
better.
Podcast, mom.
Listen, bring her up here. Don't do that.
I'm
bring
on a
your mother to show. Come on.
Come here, mom.
Come here. Come on.
It's Shelly. Oh my goodness. What
hello.
A surprise.
Hand her the mic.
Hey, mom.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Oh, that's so sweet. There's some other lady here too. She's great too.
She's my stepsister.
I don't know her.
Yeah.
Thanks for the introduction.
It's really weird with
that's a long story. I'll explain.
Right.
It's just awkward.
Thank you, Scott, for the beverage. I appreciate it.
I love Universal. Beer. Yeah, I love it. It's like everything about it. The city walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
going
it too.
In,
yeah.
You like walk through the amazingness that's like just building up to it. Then you get a pick your destiny. It's like a choose your own adventure. Like, do I go to Optimus Adventure? Right. Do I go to Universal?
So the little one, we wants to always go to Seuss Land, and there's only so much time you can spend in freaking Seuss Land. And then,
that music will drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the colors is just...
Oh, yeah.
I walked through it and had an anxiety attack and we left.
The tram, the train that goes over the top of everything in Seuss Land is awesome because you can see the whole park.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being memorialized. Like this is like my funeral.
It's
something.
Been nice to know you.
Last time we were here, there was similar things.
I know. Wait, I know.
Is this Danielle's celebration of life?
This is my celebration of life. Oh, except for I'm still here.
Well, it's all down
to celebrate
from
with
here,
you.
About time somebody celebrated life before you passed on.
True, man. True. I'm on to the second half of my life. Good. I mean, if I only live till 80 or whatever.
Life expectancy is 76. You're way beyond that. You're done. You're toast.
But yeah. But you know what? I think it's great to be older because, Brad and I went to Fish Lips last
Who's
weekend. Brad, this guy, my husband. Hey, we went to Fish Lips last weekend, and I was walking in the door, and this other lady was walking in, and an older person. And we said hey to each other.
But you had something in common because
you're both
old.
We don't even know each other. We're just like, hi! Right. And as I walked away, I was like, Brad, young people never do that to each other. Right. Young people are assholes. Like, old people are just all nice.
Well, how much had you had to drink at that point?
Oh, shut it, Lauren.
Who did they learn it from?
Yeah. I'm sure you guys had a mutual similarity there.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get to this, because I've been waiting for this part of the story.
Oh,
your
boy.
Alter ego. At some point.
She's not allowed anymore.
But you say that, which only fuels my desire to make this happen.
Jesus.
Like, you've got to understand, listen. What is her name?
Fun Bobby.
Fun Bobby is with an I, obviously, because it's a woman, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Brown from the 80s, the hot chick. Okay.
Every little step I take.
No, that's real Bobby Brown.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's drugs and Whitney Houston Bobby Brown. We need the real
wife
Bobby
beating.
Brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wife beating Bobby Brown. Allegedly. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know any of his later songs.
He probably did. New Edition. So, okay. So
rabbit hole.
New Edition was awesome.
Bobby. Good job, Lauren. Way to save it. Good job. I scotted the fucking podcast. God damn it. Apparently it's a podcast thing. Somebody's got a rabbit hole.
Sorry, it was me.
Yeah, so Fun Bobby is your alter ego. Fun Bobby comes out, I assume, when you've had way too much to drink.
Yeah.
Does there have to be other things involved or is alcohol?
Okay. It's just alcohol a lot. So it came from
IPAs,
it came from a Friends episode where Monica dated the
Fun Bobby.
Guy, Fun Bobby. And then he stopped drinking and he was no longer fun.
And cried
just
a lot.
Just all of us.
Yeah.
Literally, if anybody at this table stops drinking, I don't want to fucking hang out with you anymore. After 25 years, we're good. We've done everything.
I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I don't think you have to worry.
I tried for a week and a half. I'm I'm going to hold strong for a month. Or 8 days.
It's hard.
8 days is an accomplishment.
That's what I'm saying. Pat me on the fucking back here.
But right, I don't really like her to hang out a lot.
So what happens when Fun Bobby arrives at the party? That's the question.
How do we know she's shown up?
Right, how do we
you'll
know?
You will know.
But how do we know?
You will know.
Do you literally have a physical change? Does your face change? Do you become angry? I'm assuming Fun Bobby's
I'm
fun.
I'm inside here. I'm not sure what the outside looks like.
My thing is, if it was Angry Bobby,
no,
I wouldn't want anything to do with it. But
she's
Fun
not
Bobby's
angry.
I don't want to hang out with Fun Bobby.
Yeah. Well.
So, in other words...
She's fun. Sometimes.
She also needs a little adult supervision, I would say.
Yes.
Can.
100%.
Now,
so
does
Fun
she
Bobby
accept
is somebody
adult
who
supervision?
Would go outside, okay. See someone a block away with a cigarette, run down there all the way, leave everyone, run down
parkour.
There and be hey, and make friends with a bum on the corner just to get a smoke from him or something.
Okay.
And then everyone would be like, where'd she go? And then I'd call you and I'd be like, I'm in the car with these random people I met. We're going to this other bar.
Yeah, that's got to happen. I don't know about you guys. That's you literally just described my perfect night. So
it happens more often than you want to.
I'm just going to try and find a bum and be like, Fun Bobby?
No, I don't really hope my mom listens to this podcast.
I don't think she'll
listen, hey.
She'll be able to.
There's six people who listen to it. two of which aren't here at the moment. And that's what you're going to, because the four of us are probably going to hear what we sound like. Scott,
who's just like listening to our
voice. I'm like, I hate my voice.
Right. I know, me too. Same.
And then you got Charlie, who's at home. Charlie, shout out to Charlie, by the way, who decided that whatever the fuck he's doing is more important than this podcast.
It better involve children.
Hey, listen, you know what? Yeah. You know what? We all got kids. Fuck them. All
right.
Grow up. Be part of the show.
So is he going to edit the show, or is he?
No,
just...
he has nothing to do with it. You know what he's going to do? He's going to suffer the consequences of being a total pain in the balls and not being here.
Pain in the balls.
Pain in the balls is tough. I know you don't have balls, but trust me, it's not ideal.
We have pains in other places.
Definitely.
That are not
such
as.
Not
like,
fun.
So,
ovaries.
Pain in the ovaries. That's Charlie's nice. A fucking pain in the ovaries. That works. Well, what else
a
can we do?
Kick in the ovaries.
Where exactly are the ovaries? So somebody would kick you like the lower stomach region kick?
Like the food
it's like
area.
Where you would think you're like, it's my pancreas.
Is that a rabbit hole?
Not yet.
No, that's an ovarian hole.
Hey.
That's like called a fallopian tube, okay?
That's right. That's what I said. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like...
We're diving into the female genitalia here now.
I never expected to be on a podcast today, but thanks for inviting me. Glad that you're
here on Adjust the Mic. We're discussing the female reproductive system.
Yeah, now we're in the fallopian tubes and ovaries from Universal.
I would like to thank my mother for birthing me, since we're talking about,
Alice
anatomy.
LaCoy.
40 years.
LaCoy. Who was Alice... Brown at the time.
Not to be confused with LaCroix, which is the soy sauce.
Right. Or LaCroix, which is the drink.
Oh, it's OIX, though. That's way off. That's legit.
Literally, because it's from my stepdad, and that was their name, LaCroix.
He was like,
and they changed
Secret
it
Service
to Coy.
Did he
they
to
changed
work
it
like-
to LaCroix because it was easier for Americans because it's French.
Didn't he work like on a train or something?
He worked. He was the teacher at Astronaut. He was a teacher. I was saying goodbye to my friend Travis.
Oh.
He has to leave and go to work.
Sorry, Travis. See you later, buddy. It's nice to see you.
He seems nice. He was a teacher at Astronaut High School, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about me.
But yeah, Linda, but who was the guy on
this
like,
isn't a good topic.
Wasn't there a Secret Service guy on a train? Was that your dad? Or like
Secret Service on a train? That sounds more like my dad, but no.
No? He didn't like work on a train, like Amtrak or something?
Probably be some story who are you thinking of?
You lied to me. She told me this legit story.
That's highly likely.
About how her dad had a gun and he had
that's true.
Clearance. And he worked on a train or something like Amtrak or went on a train trip or something.
That's very possible.
We are going in the right direction. I'm not fucking wrong here.
I'm sure I told you.
The neurons
have
to start firing.
Right,
exactly.
Fun Bobby told you that story.
We were on the way to buy my new Explorer.
Was
which
this
told me
after
that.
The first time smoking, or
it was actually during
down by the river
midstorm? Don't you talk about it? I told you never speak about that again.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
Up by Crystal Lake.
N-word beach. I don't know how to say that otherwise.
I know.
Call it so.
Was it actually called Crystal Lake?
It was.
We did. It doesn't exist anymore, right?
No, I think they filled it all in and built houses out there. So now all the places where we all lost our virginity is like somebody lives there.
Isn't that the lake where Jason?
Yeah,
it is. Camp Crystal Lake. Yeah.
Is that why
virginity Wendover Farms? No.
Is that why it had the moniker, or was it Crystal Lake before that? It was just
that's a legit question.
It was behind the gas station. Yes, it was a retention pond that us children used to go put our bodies in.
The word lake was.
What about the lake behind that place that, what was it, the DMV? Or there's like a fire station now, like across from Wendover Farms, the main entrance.
I'm going to throw things out there and see if you're talking about like Shell Hill
was behind the other gas station.
Titusville Community Pool.
You're out, go out the main entrance of Wendover Farms.
Right there on 405.
Right across the street. There's
what
those buildings. It was like DMV. And then behind that.
Right.
And it's remember that?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was called.
I don't either. No. I don't know if we called it. I think we just called it behind the DMV.
Yeah,
hey, y'all, want to go swimming behind the DMV?
People will know this. People will help us with this. So there was the wall. Remember the wall?
Yes.
That was like off of Grissom.
Yes.
What was the place off of Sisson by IRC?
The Swing.
Tonight at Bug Nutty, Titusville Geography.
And we had Shell Hill and then the Bowl.
People live in Shell Hill now.
Shell Hill and the Bowl. Yeah.
Lauren
there
was
always
a part
had to
of that
be a pot
she
reference.
Lived in Germany. Where'd she live?
I was in Germany.
For high school?
No.
Were you in high school?
I was in Colorado.
They have legal weed in Colorado now. You guys know that? Yes. Recreational kind of and medicinal.
I haven't had it in Colorado, but I've had it elsewhere. In
Washington and Portland. We're discussing illegal activities here. Hold on.
In Washington and Portland.
We'll watch that shit at my house right now.
You know, you know what my dad says about illegal?
I do. He says, get off my fucking train.
No, he says illegal is a sick bird.
Oh. Is that what?
Illegal?
Illegal.
Wow.
Illegal.
That one went over well.
You know what?
No, it didn't even deserve
it. Wow. Even then.
That was delicious.
He's got so many.
I've heard a lot of dad jokes.
Oh,
that was a Scott joke.
We were actually going to make a toilet book of Peter Brown's.
Stupid shit my dad says. Yeah,
first of all,
Peter Brown's
anything. let's just start with the name Peter Brown.
Oh, I got a joke about that. So one time he was playing golf because he likes to play golf. And he was on, you know, they were playing with, and his friend Ricky was there. And
Ricky Sphincter? I'm just joking. Go ahead.
And then they were across the way from each other, right? And his friend goes, hey, is that Peter Brown? And then his other friend says, no, that's just the way the light's hitting it.
Nice. That I appreciate. If you're going to be juvenile, at least do dick humor. All right, I can work with that.
It was like constant golf humor with him.
You know the stuff that's on the table all the time? The two things?
Ketchup and mustard?
No.
Salt and pepper?
Yes.
There it is.
Well, forever in my mind will it be salty pecker.
Forever in my mind.
Can you pass the salty pecker?
You didn't remember salt and pepper.
No, I remembered it. I wanted someone else to say it. Yeah, I wanted someone else to say salt and pepper.
Forever in your mind,
I could say
you will have
salty pecker.
Got it. All right. Yeah.
Can you pass the salty pecker? That's what my dad would say. At the dinner table.
I think the beer might be kicking in. This is way funnier than it fucking should be.
And you know that stuff, that brown yellow stuff that you put on hot dogs?
Spicy mustard?
Mustard, yeah. Moose turds. Pass the moose turds.
He's killing it. Oh my god, this is amazing.
See, that's why we wanted to write a book.
We're ruined.
You need to say bye, Joe.
Ruined.
He also has some wise stuff, like he who crosses the bridge before he gets there has to pay the toll twice.
Yeah, he's got some gems.
He always says
gems.
That kind of stuff. Or,
he calls them his pearls of wisdom. Oh, you can pick your nose, and you can pick your friends, but you can't wipe your friends on the back of the couch.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's constant.
It is constant.
And I remember all of them.
Yeah.
Who here has ever wiped a booger on the back of the couch?
Never. Believe. Liar.
No one?
Liar. What?
I've totally wiped the booger on the
back.
Oh,
I thought you meant who hasn't.
No, who has?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Okay.
I do it on the bottom. Like,
actually,
yeah.
Because no one's sitting.
Usually, if they're dry enough, you can just flick them.
Yeah, I do that too. But who's ever flicked a dry booger and like the dog like looks like, what the fuck was that?
It's like the nose goblins on Ren and Stimpy. You know?
Exactly, the nose goblin. That's where I was going with it.
Oh, yeah.
Under the coffee table.
And then they show them.
That's the trick. Like, there's like chewing gum under here and having gum like bubblicious in like 8 years.
And they talk and stuff.
God, I love that show. That show is just
brilliant.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
This is so far ahead of time.
My mom brought a whole collage of pictures of me from
that's
birth
awesome.
Through.
God, they better be like 15.
Junior high. Already, from birth to junior high, because I had to have it for like eighth grade graduation.
Were there any pictures of us smoking
so
on your
parents'
porch?
That's existed for a while.
Or on their roof.
Yeah,
on their roof.
It actually just sits in her closet.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's
I was
cool.
Really
I remember
cute
that.
When I was little. Roof.
Like sneaking out of that little room. Like your parents basically gave you a bedroom with a window that let you go onto the roof. Like, what are you going to do? Sneak out of your
It was a
out?
Big room, too.
It
I had like a living
house.
Room. It was almost like a studio suite.
Your room was amazing.
Like, he had a bed, and then he had, like, the old sofa.
And the closets were all crazy.
Yeah. They were, like, hobbit holes.
The funny thing is, like, all throughout high school, I don't think I ever met your mom. I didn't meet her until, like, 20
she
years old.
She hated all my friends.
She's right. I was a total piece of shit influence. Like, I was
don't tell
awful.
Her she was right.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was right.
Whatever.
She was totally right.
Maybe I wouldn't have been... No, I'm
like,
not going
to now I'm okay,
this.
But,
I'm not
like,
getting into this. I mean, now, because now I'm okay, too. Right,
yeah.
Let's not go back.
No, back then, we were all fucked up. We were kids. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
No, but we knew everything.
Exactly. Here comes your sister.
What? We're on a podcast. I'll tell you.
We're just rambling about nonsense, and then we're going to come back and listen to ourselves talk.
Just rambling about bullshit.
My buddy Joe and Joe and these guys, Joe Scott and Charlie, they and Colleen have a podcast that just
this is going to be amazing.
Hello, everyone. Now we've completely lost control of the show.
Hey, Shell.
How have you been?
I've been good. How are you?
And it's been so freaking cold in North Carolina and raining.
That's shitty.
Yes, because I haven't been able to do any work at all.
Yeah.
But now I'm here, and when I got up this morning, I put shorts on with a little shirt and went outside and went, oh, hell no, now I've got to put pants on. Because it's not as warm as I thought it was going to be.
Good to see you.
The more beer I drink, the warmer I'll get.
That's right. And it's nice enough they can open the door, which they never do here, which is super nice.
And my favorite stepdad, Joe, is on his way.
Yay! My favorite stepdad.
He said that this morning. He said, oh, that's my favorite stepdaughter. I said, I'm your only stepdaughter.
Aw.
And we drove by his house. I was hoping he was going to be in the front yard because I was going to flash him. Anyway.
This is my stepsister. This is Lauren.
Hi. Hi, Lauren. Nice to meet you.
You know this guy.
I'm from south of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
And Joe, the guy I'm talking about, he'll be 87 on Tuesday.
Oh, goodness.
It's my mom's boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom's going to be 80 soon. Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wow. I wanted to have the party today for your mother, not knowing that your party was going to be today.
This is my actual birthday.
I know, but I'm not going to be here in February
for
my stepmom's party, and I wanted to do it today.
Yeah.
But Joe's going to be 87 Tuesday. This Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow.
So we're just, I was going to say, well, maybe I'm here till the 5th.
Okay.
So maybe we can get together.
Oh, so you'll be here for Harper's birthday next
weekend.
We'll
have a dinner or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I told.
A couple of.
Yeah, I wanted to get something because
I'm not
going
to be here. Do you think we should
wrap
this up?
Yeah, well, I want to go and talk to some of the people that are here.
I'm going to wrap it up for myself because I have to go.
Anyway, I don't know who's out there listening, but hell yeah, Florida. Whee!
I guess it's over. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this thing on? Hey, I also I want to take a moment to thank the Bug Nutty Brewing Company for accommodating the Daniel's party today. They've gone out of their way for us. It's really great, and I love them. It's a lot of fun. That's all I have to say. Bye.
Screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more.
Dude, that shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!